At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So when we leave Mula and come to Purva Ashada, the second half or the progressive half of Sagittarius. So we're talking about intimacy and compatibility within Sagittarius moons. But now we are gone from Mula, we have gone to Purva Ashada. Purva Ashada is more optimistic. It is more Manushagana. It wants to socialize. It wants to mingle, single and ready to mingle kind of thing. Okay. So let's see the intro and get into the aspects of moon, nakshatra compatibility as well as the nakshatra intimacy aspects itself. There's the moon compatibility chart for you. So moon, if it's in Purva Ashada Nakshatra for a man or a woman, the first level of compatibility will be in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra in Aquarius. Be careful of the padas here, okay, divisions, because Purva Bhadrapada also falls in Pisces. But even there, in this case, it is compatible because it's a 3-4 relationship. Okay, the first level of compatibility is within Purva Bhadrapada of Aquarius. Purva Ashada, Purva Bhadrapada, Manushagana, Manushagana. Manushagana should be always compatible with Manushagana and only Devagana. Never, ever, ever, ever try to match it with Rakshasagana. Okay. Right, so Purva Ashada moon, the next level of compatibility would be with the fourth sign from Sagittarius, which is Pisces. And now the moon should be in Uttara Bhadrapada or Purva Bhadrapada. Again, Manushagana, Manushagana compatibility. Also, it can be compatible with Revati Nakshatra in the sign of Pisces. Why? Because the Revati Nakshatra is a Devagana. Now you are looking for sort of an ascendance in relationship. You're looking for the higher vibe, so to speak. The next level of compatibility for a moon in Purva Ashada is the seventh sign, meaning right opposite sign, which is Gemini. So opposite to 9 is 3, opposite to Sagittarius is Gemini. And now the moon should be in any one of the three, really speaking. It can be in Mrigashirsha, Ardra or Punarvasu. Because Mrigashirsha and Punarvasu both are Devagana, so there is compatibility between Dev and Manushya. Also between Ardra, because it's a Manushagana. So all three are compatible for Purva Ashada. But Purva Ashada, I would suggest, being more in Sagittarius and a dual sign, it is constantly moving, constantly optimistic, constantly searching. Mrigashirsha would be a very good compatible sign, that's why I stuck it there. Next level of compatibility for moon in Purva Ashada would be the 10th sign from Sagittarius, which happens to be Virgo, and in the sign of Uttara Falguni. Also Hasta, because Hasta is also a Devagana. Never Chitra, because we are talking about Manushagana. Let's go towards higher aspects of intimacy. Let's try to make better relationships in a better world, right? Better relationships create a better world. That's where I come from. So Uttara Falguni and Hasta. Once again, Purva Shava and Hasta would be very good. Because they're similar in their traits. They love outgoing. They love to explore stuff. They can do it together. Exploring things after one gets married or has an intimate relationship going on is what one looks for. Long-term emotional bond comes to mind. The last level of compatibility for a Purva Ashada moon would be in Swati Nakshatra in the 11th sign from Libra. 11th sign of Libra from Sagittarius. Swati and Purva Ashada will have a very different dynamic because Swati is very individualistic. Purva Ashada is very optimistic. They need to understand each other. This is where the Nakshatra understanding comes into picture. Okay, so without any further ado, let us see what the intimacy characteristics of Purva Ashada Nakshatra really is. What does a Purva Ashada Nakshatra moon look for in a partner, in a love relationship? Let's see that. So the Purva Ashada, like I said, comes out of Mula. That means you come out of the intellectual depths and now you want to explore your optimism. Purva Ashada is highly optimistic Nakshatra. Let's see the characteristics of intimacy then, right there on the screen. Optimistic and enthusiastic. They have a positive outlook on life and bring a vibrant energy to their partnerships. See there, right there, from going into the intellectual depths, which often leads to a kind of intellectual pessimism, if I may call that. They come into a more optimistic sign. They bring a vibrant energy to their partnerships. They seek partners who support their personal development and encourage them to explore new horizons. How beautiful is that? They are independent, kind, and adventurous. They enjoy embarking on new adventures with their partnerships and may seek relationships that allow for exploration and personal growth. You can see in the Sagittarius, both in Mula and in Purva Ashada, the themes of personal exploration. They want to deep dive. It's the ninth sign, right? It's the sign of self-exploration. It's the beginning of self-exploration. They may seek partners who share their spiritual beliefs and engage in deep discussions about life's meaning and purpose. Beautiful, Purva Ashada moon. Similar to Mula, but in a more earthly human plane. It's a Manushya Gana, so it will be more on a human level. Not so much just about intellectual, like Mula is very intellectual in nature. At the human level, intimacy becomes different. And at the tamas level of Rakshasa, it becomes all about going into the depth of material plane exploration. Think about these aspects. There's a difference between Devgana, Manushagana, and Rakshasagana. They are charismatic and charming. They have a natural ability to attract others with a magnetic personality and captivating presence. You must have seen this in your friends and circles, right? They may have an artistic talents and enjoy engaging in creative activities with their partners. So if you are into creative arts, performing arts, you'll get along very well with Purva Ashada people. Okay, and they use it as a form of self-expression. Artists can be doing things for others or it can be doing things as a means of expressing themselves to the outer world. Huge difference between two artistic kinds of talents, if I may call that. They are social and friendly. They have a wide circle of friends and acquaintances. This is social bird Sagittarius. They value building connections in their relationships. They have a clear aspirations and work hard to achieve their objectives. So hard workers, they're not lazy bums. And they appreciate partners who share their drive and ambition. Purva Ashada is the beginning of victory. Ashada means victory. It's the beginning of one who wants to be victorious in their pursuits. Purva Ashada moons are like that. Get used to their ambitions and their drive and as a partner, doesn't matter which other moons you are, as I just covered, remember to always have a level of support for their drive and ambitions. Support them. They are passionate and romantic. They bring strong emotional intensity to their relationships and seek deep connections filled with love and romance. They value trust and reliability in their relationships. Okay? Trust and reliability. Those are the key words for Purvashala. And expect their partners to be faithful and devoted. So this person is going, Purvashada people are going more into security and stability, like Capricorn, because the next one we shall be dealing with is Uttarashada Nakshatra, which is now going from Sagittarius going into Capricorn, which is an earth sign. So it looks for more grounding, more stability, more long term. So this is the beginning of that. Next, we shall deal with Purvashada. Moon signs are more or less the same compatibility as Purvashada. I'll be dealing more with the Capricorn counterpart of Uttarashada, because the dominant portion of Uttarashada is in Capricorn. That's next. Okay, meanwhile, take care, be safe.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.